Welcome to Quick Pitch, your go-to podcast for a fast-paced recap of all the MLB action from last night. I'm going to be recapping the games from Tuesday, May 28th, updating the standings league-wide, all in less than 30 minutes. Let's get started.
Dodgers at Mets Game 1.
The Los Angeles Dodgers snapped their five-game losing streak with a 5-2 victory over the New York Mets in the first game of Tuesday's doubleheader. Freddie Freeman played the hero, igniting the comeback with an RBI single in the 8th and a 2-run home run in the 10th. Dodgers starter Tyler Glasnow struck out 8 over 7 innings, keeping his team in the game. The Mets managed a 2-run home run from Francisco Lindor. The Dodgers' late-game heroics and solid bullpen work sealed the win.
Dodgers at Mets Game 2.
In the second game, rookie Gavin Stone was a star, leading the Dodgers to a 3-0 win and completing the doubleheader sweep. Stone struck out 7 over 7 scoreless innings. The Dodgers' offense got an early boost from Will Smith's homer and added insurance runs with an RBI double from Miguel Rojas and a solo shot by Miguel Vargas. Alex Vesia closed out the game with a 6-out save, ensuring the Dodgers' victory.
Cardinals at Reds.
St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Cincinnati Reds 7-1 thanks to 2-run homers from Nolan Arenado and Nolan Gorman. Kyle Gibson pitched 6 strong innings, allowing only 2 hits and striking out 6. The Reds' lone highlight was Will Benson's solo homer in the 6th. Reds starters Andrew Abbott struggled, giving up 6 runs over 6 innings. The Cardinals' defense played error-free baseball, helping them secure the win.
A's at Rays.
The Oakland Athletics shut out the Tampa Bay Rays 3-0 with rookie Mitch Spence taking a no-hitter into the 6th inning. Spence allowed just 1 hit, 1 walk over 6 innings, while Miguel Andujar 3-run home run provided all the offense Oakland needed. The A's bullpen, featuring TJ McFarland, Michael Kelly, and Mason Miller, combined to allow just 2 more hits, securing the win.
Nationals at Braves.
The Atlanta Braves edged the Washington Nationals 2-0 with Marcel Ozuna hitting his 16th home run in the 7th inning. Max Fried was dominant, allowing 7 hits over 8 innings, striking out 6. The Braves defense turned 4 double plays, helping Fried navigate through tough spots. Nationals starters Jake Urban struck out career-high 10 batters over 6 innings, but received no run support. The Braves bullpen closed out the game with Russell Iglesias earning his 13th save of the season.
Cubs at Brewers.
The Chicago Cubs ended their 5-game losing streak with a 6-3 win over the Milwaukee Brewers in 10 innings. Michael Topman go-ahead single sparked a 5-run rally in the 10th. Cubs starter Ben Brown was brilliant, striking out 10 over 7 hitless innings. Brewers starter Freddie Peralta pitched well, striking out 11, but the Cubs' late offensive burst and solid bullpen work secured the win.
Royals at Twins.
The Minnesota Twins beat the Kansas City Royals 4-2 with Simeon Woods Richardson earning his first win in 8 starts. Wood Richardson pitched 5 innings, allowing 3 hits and striking out 4. Jose Miranda drove in 2 runs. The Twins' bullpen held strong with Johan Duran earning his 8th save. The Royals managed only 5 hits, struggled offensively, losing their 3rd straight game.
Diamondbacks at Rangers.
The Texas Rangers defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-2 with Corey Seager hitting a 3-run home run in the 5th inning. Seager's blast was his 7th in as many games. Rangers starter Nathan Eovaldi, returning from the injury list, pitched efficiently, allowing 2 runs over 5 innings. The Rangers bullpen held the lead with David Robinson and Kirby Yates closing out the game. Diamondbacks struggled offensively, loading the bases in the 6th but failing to capitalize.
Yankees at Angels.
Taylor Ward's 2-run double in the 8th inning helped the Los Angeles Angels rally to a 4-3 victory over the New York Yankees, snapping their own 4-game losing streak. Kevin Pillar had a 2-run home run among his 3 hits. The Angels capitalized on a costly error by Yankees first baseman Anthony Rizzo, setting the stage for Ward's go-ahead double. Matt Moore earned the win in relief. Carlos Estevez secured his 8th save. Yankees Juan Soto homered, Anthony Volpe extending his hit streak to 20 games, but it just wasn't enough for the as the Angels held on for the win.
Marlins at Padres.
Jerkerson Profar homered and reliever Jeremiah Estrada extended his club record strikeout streak to 13 straight batters, leading the San Diego Padres to a 4-0 victory over the Miami Marlins. Estrada struck out the side of the 9th to achieve his milestone, celebrating with a Gatorade shower. Knuckleballer Matt Waldron pitched 7 impressive innings for the win. Profar's 2-run home run in the 1st and his RBI single in the 5th provided all the offense the Padres needed. The Miami offense continues to struggle, managing only 6 hits off Waldron.
Phillies at Giants.
Luis Matos hit a walk-off sacrifice fly in the 10th inning, and Spencer Howard pitched 4 scoreless innings as the San Francisco Giants beat the MLB-leading Philadelphia Phillies 1-0. Tyler Fitzgerald scored the winning run after advancing to 3rd on a fly ball by Wilmer Flores. The Giants used an opener followed by Howard, who held his former team to 4 scoreless innings. Philly starter Zach Wheeler was sharp, striking out 9 and allowing just 2 hits. But the Giants' bullpen combined to shut down the Phillies for 10 innings. Giants have won 10 out of the last 12, while the Phillies have lost 3 straight.
Blue Jays at White Sox.
Davis Schneider had 3 hits and 3 RBIs, leading the Toronto Blue Jays to a 7-2 victory over the sliding Chicago White Sox. Justin Turner drove in 2 runs. George Springer had 2 hits, walked 3 times, and scored twice. Blue Jays right-hander Kevin Gausman pitched 6 innings, a 1-run ball, extending his winning streak to 4 decisions. Chicago dropped its 7th straight game, making the worst 52-game start in franchise history. Nicky Lopez tripled and doubled for Chicago, while Andrew Vaughn added an RBI single. The game saw rain delays totaling 108 minutes.
Guardians at Rockies.
Josh Naylor hit 2 home runs and drove in 5 runs, and David Fry hit a tie-breaking 3-run home run in the 7th inning to lift the Cleveland Guardians over the Colorado Rockies 13-7. Jose Ramirez also homered and scored 4 runs, extending his RBI streak to 7 games. Cleveland's offense was relentless, answering every Colorado score. Rockies Bryant and Montero hit 2-run home runs, but that wasn't enough. Cleveland starter Trisha McKenzie struck out 9 in 5 innings, while Cade Smith earned the win in relief. Peter Lambert took the loss for Colorado.
Red Sox at Orioles.
Brennan Bernardino worked out a no-out, bases-loaded jam in the 6th inning, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles 8-3. Willy Abreu and Robert Refschneider homered, and Brian Bayo won for the 5th time in 6 starts for Boston. Grayson Rodriguez struck out a career-high 10 for Baltimore. Bernardino entered the 4-3 lead and struck out pinch hitter Austin Hayes, induced a grounder to Jorge Mateo, and struck out Gunnar Henderson to end the threat. Bernardino struck out 2 more in a 1-2-3 7th. Rafael Devers tripled in the 8th and scored on Connor Wong's single, and Boston added 3 runs in the 9th to seal the win.
Astros at Mariners.
Julio Rodriguez drove in the go-ahead run with an infield single in the 8th inning after Josh Rojas tied the game with an RBI double, leading the Seattle Mariners to a 4-2 victory over the Houston Astros. Rodriguez's single also scored a 2nd run due to an error by Alex Bregman. Mitch Haniger started the rally with a double, and Jonathan Clase scored on Rojas's double. Mariners relievers Austin Voth and Taylor Salcido each pitched a scoreless inning, and Ryan Stanek secured his 3rd save. Astros starter Hunter Brown struck out 9 over 6 strong innings, but the Mariners' late rally proved decisive.
AL standings.
In the American League East, New York Yankees are leading with a record of 37-19. They have shown their strength both at home and away, maintaining a run differential plus 91. However, they've recently hit a snag with a 2-game losing streak. The Baltimore Orioles are close behind, just 1.5 games back with a 34-19 record. Tampa Bay Rays sit at 3rd at 28-27, Boston Red Sox 26-29, and the Toronto Blue Jays at 25-29. In the AL Central, the Cleveland Guardians hold the top spot with a 37-18 record, having won 9 of their last 10 games. They lead the league in runs scored with 282. Kansas City Royals trail them by just 3.5 games, despite a 3-game losing streak of their own. Minnesota Twins are 30-24, Detroit Tigers are 26-27, and the Chicago White Sox are at the bottom with a 15-41 record. In the AL West, the Seattle Mariners lead with a 30-26 record, showing some strength at home with a 17-10 record. Texas Rangers 26-29 and the Houston Astros 24-31 are trailing, but both are struggling with some consistency on the road. The Oakland A's and the Los Angeles Angels round out the bottom of the division, with both teams far out of sight.
NL standings.
In the National League East, the Philadelphia Phillies have the best record in the majors at 38-18, despite a 3-game losing streak. They have a strong run differential of plus 88. The Atlanta Braves are only 5 games back with a record of 31-21. New York Mets 24-19. Washington Nationals 22-32 are struggling to keep up, while the Miami Marlins 19-37 face significant challenges this season. The NL Central sees the Milwaukee Brewers leading with a 31-23 record. Chicago Cubs at 28-27. St. Louis Cardinals 26-27 are very close behind and looking to make a push. The Pittsburgh Pirates 25-29 and Cincinnati Reds 24-31 are further behind, but with some momentum, there may be a chance. And finally, in the NL West, the Los Angeles Dodgers lead with a 35-22 record and a run differential of plus 75. They have been great at home and on the road this season. San Diego Padres are 30-28, 5.5 games back, while San Francisco is 29-27, also 5.5 games back. And rounding out that division, Arizona Diamondbacks at 25-29 and the Colorado Rockies are 19-35. Both have been struggling, with Rockies in particular having a run differential of minus 78. Today in baseball history, May 29th, we're going to set the scene in 1993. Jose Canseco, who 3 days earlier had a ball bounce off his head for a home run, pitches an inning in a blowout in Boston. The result? Well, besides the Rangers losing 15-1, Canseco winds up having to undergo season-ending elbow surgery for his ill-advised outing. Isn't that something? Thank you for stopping by, and welcome to Quick Pitch. This is going to be your go-to podcast for a fast-paced recap of all the MLB action that happened last night. These Episodes are going to come out daily, so make sure you check the feed first thing in the morning when you wake up, before you head into work, before you talk to your buddy about the games last night, so you're well informed. Links for social media, Instagram, everything will be in the description. Thank you for listening, and let's go watch some baseball.